Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Visitors, by Martin Kay. Unfamiliar circumstances have come knocking at my door, surprising from all angles, surprising from the darkness. There's a woman at my door. There's a woman at my door, and she's insistent, wanting in. But she is outside. Outsider. Lots of outsiders are on the other side of my door, knocking, knocking. Crawling, crawling, seeking, seeking. I cannot welcome you in, strange visitors. I cannot make you a cup of tea, if you're the woman I think you to be. You'll have to stay outside my door, and I will stay within. Why do you stay there outside my door? No words to speak of, yet silver syllables are trying to breach my door. Are you waiting for something? Are you waiting for someone? Someone special to let you in? Because that someone isn't me. I am safe in my sanctum. Patience is my friend. For now I can resist you. I am strong enough to handle this. But I do wish I had another door. Yonder, by Kay Blackwood. I spy with my little eye something beginning with Y. I'll give you a clue. It moves with fluid grace, moving down, then up, unravelling a thread behind it, bulbous in its form. Spun with method and the instinct of far less years than I, and yet it spins in the wind. Buffeted by forces it cannot see, and nature beyond its control. Though you probably cannot see it, even though you definitely have the vantage. Do you have eyes out there while you stand guard on me, on the kid whirling with their yo-yo, casting wild and free? Though perhaps I should have chosen yonder, staring out the window at the places I cannot go. Forced to consider an overlooked view, I must concentrate to see and take stock of what might be. I can survey my domain, limited as it is, and confidently say, B is for a well-read book, P is for some paper, K is for the knitted blanket, a childhood wrapped in patchwork, stitched with cares and love. W is for the wisdom of my peers, and T is for the thought that my colleagues wouldn't be here. I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with H. H is for the hope that all my friends are safe. Filed Away, by MKB. Down amongst the boxes, hidden well, not hiding, holding fast against the forces of darkness pressing in on darkness. Paper word security, certified and filed, words to explain the darkness, explain the need for resting amidst the weight of statements, a comforting centuries heaviness. Experiences in words, words in boxes, boxes on shelves, shelves in order, everything in its place, where it ought to be, filed. For future consultation, end of an era consideration. Threads abound, surround, link to might in volume to be found. Hidden strengthening knowledge, kept hidden from the darkness. Secret weapons in the darkness. Everything is filed in place, and all is right with the world. Only it's not. Is it? Draw State by Blackwood Esquire. I spy, with my little eye, something about to go snap. There's a limit to patience between the cat and the mouse, trapped as they are in limbo. A treasure hunt without a clue, monopoly on time and mind, masterminding our status quo, life between crosswords and crossed swords, a supernatural blind man's bluff. I wonder if they've got home safely, rounded the bases and not got tagged by silver bullets seeking ingress. Somehow this charade needs to end. I'm tired of being alone in the dark.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and their would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/novel.